Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
Good evening, everyone. This is Cindy Ford for Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. You have just me tonight. I know everyone's excited about that for the drive home, but I do have a fabulous co-host, and Sharon is a little bit under the weather this evening, so it's just Cindy and my... Oh, I got them all to myself tonight. It's difficult. It's very difficult for me. But I have Bill Balo from Gallo Movers, the best of the best, and one of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Why, so, thank you,
Bill,
Cindy. That's so nice of you.
Thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday evening. Do you find it a little odd not to be in here on a Saturday morning outside?
So confused. I'm not sure if I should have a coffee or if I should have a glass of wine.
Well,
I don't know. I love
clearly,
that
wine. Absolutely. Mine says there's a good chance this is wine in my cup. It's just water because I do have to, you know, pretend I know what I'm talking about. But so today, Gallo Movers, best of the best of the movers, and I have the honor and privilege of having Bill with me, and we are going to talk about everything. But in the event that you have a question and you don't know when to, you know, to call a mover, when to do what you're supposed to do, like I wouldn't know, you can call us here at the radio station, 781-837-4900. And as I look over there at the phone number, because I can't remember anything, I see my Ryan.
Hey, Sin.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Great.
I'm
how
so
are you?
Excited that you're here tonight, too.
Yes, absolutely.
You're the best of
you're
the best.
You're always smiling.
And I love you. Isn't he fabulous?
You really are.
It's fun. It's fun being here.
I know. We just miss Sha. Yeah. Sha should be over here to my left.
She completes
but she's
us.
Not, and so it's me. It's all about me tonight, right? And Bill.
Absolutely. No.
It's really
about
all about
Cindy.
Me. It's really all about
Cindy.
Me. No. I know. So I want to get started right away because it goes by so fast. But we were talking before the show about this. Well, you know what? First, can we say something about the Patriots?
Oh, we have to say something
can
about
Can we talk about that for just a second?
Between talking about the Patriots, talking about the impending weather.
Yeah.
Maybe we have some time to talk about moving.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Phenomenal game. And what? I am so proud to say that we move their equipment.
Really?
We do.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, now that's cool. So do you get to meet any of them or anything?
I personally do not.
To the guys?
My general manager does. Well, actually, on the sideline, I generally will see one of my drivers because he'll work the sideline.
Oh.
Throwing the footballs in and out. He usually has the vest on. He looks like Grizzly Adams.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was actually in line when they were going through with the trophy.
Amazing.
But it just, I mean, just think about it. They got to go take the equipment down there, obviously participate on the sideline. I mean, for the greatest game ever.
Ever. In the history of
really.
Ever.
Yep.
I mean,
did
seriously.
Did you stay up and watch the whole thing?
I couldn't. I had a pillow in front of my face. And
Cindy.
It was there, but I had a pillow in front because it was like watching a scary movie. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't take the pressure. I'm not even kidding. I had to walk around the house. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. Understandable.
Right?
It was tough. Tough. That final quarter, I gave up when I thought they were taking their time. And I'm like, you got to speed it up.
Yeah.
And then to see it all play out. I mean, I bet everybody kind of gave up at some point.
They did. I saw it all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I had one friend that she's just fabulous, and she just kept saying, come on, guys, really? It's the Patriots.
Right.
Let's have some faith.
And that's what I was saying all the way up to that point. But I'm saying, what are you doing? Let's go.
I know.
And then, of course, Tuesday, we were all zombies.
Oh, I think even Wednesday, I kept having nightmares
today
or dreams.
Today is Wednesday, so you still...
is today Wednesday? See? Stop. Ryan, I don't know. See, I don't even know. I'm a day ahead of myself. I have to get used to this. I'm so sorry about this. But having said that, I couldn't sleep. Wait a minute. Today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
See, I don't think I slept at all last night. I mentioned that to Sharon this morning. I said, I'm not going to be good on the show tonight. Well, now, lucky me, she's not here to pick me up because...
She's listening. Who are you kidding? She's
I know.
At
she
home.
Is. She is. She's listening.
She's going to critique us at the end of the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely, she will. But I think that I do need to, before we get into all of our moving and that, we want to make sure that all our listeners get home safe
Absolutely.
And sound. And so we want to listen to the traffic report from Malcolm Alter. Hi, Malcolm. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you. Cindy, how you doing?
Well, any better, I'd be on vacation, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. I know.
All right. So this report is brought to you by Compassion International. Right now they're clearing an accident on the on-ramp from 139 onto Route 3 southbound. You've also got delays on the expressway down past Andrews Square, again at Granite Avenue, northbound from Furnace Brook up to Neponset and Savin Hill right up into the O'Neill Tunnel. On Route 128, it's all tied up from before the Mass Turnpike to Route 9, again down through the Dedham Westwood area. Look out for an accident just south of Route 109 in the breakdown lane. More stop and go getting down past Route 95. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International can change the world one child at a time. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And welcome back, everyone. And again, please drive safely, and I feel bad for all of you tomorrow
if
you have to go out. Yeah. I know. So, again, I'm here with Bill Balow from Gallo Movers, the best of the best, and we are going to be talking about a multitude of things of moving and what you need to do and prepare for. But more importantly, if you have any questions for Bill, please call us at 781-837-4900. That's 781-837-4900. I do want to start with... Well, tomorrow it's not going to be great weather.
Yep.
So what do you do?
So what we did basically today was we called the appointments that we had, our scheduled moves for tomorrow, and moved everybody off until Friday, with the exception of one. You and I were just chatting about that because they couldn't. And that gets into that dilemma of, okay, so what do you do? And typically what I tell people, because sometimes customers will ask me, they'll say, what are you going to do if there's a snowstorm? We always go by safety first. Because that makes
sense.
If the governor declares a state of emergency, then everything's shut down, including what you do from the closing standpoint.
Yeah.
In this case, they couldn't change. So we're just going to arrive there early in the morning. We're going to do our best. We may throw some more manpower on there just in case. But it really is going to become, are they ready? Are they truly ready? Because we said to them, you really want to kind of work with us to get this done in as short a span of time as possible, because it is going to go slower.
Now, are these people someone that, they've put everything in the boxes or that...
Correct.
Okay,
they're packing themselves up. And they were not completely ready today, because otherwise we would have loved to have sent a crew over today if possible. Just to load something. Start loading something so you get it out of the way, and you maybe only spend a couple hours in the morning before it really gets bad.
So what is it supposed to get bad? Or I've been on the road all day today.
It's changed.
On the phone.
It's absolutely changed. So they're talking about 2 to 3 inches an hour, but I don't really know when it's supposed to start.
Oh, okay.
It seems like it's supposed to start at 7 or 8 in the morning, and we have to listen to the weather here.
So if you did have to, say they were ready, let's just go there, and they're not actually closing on their property until Friday, is that
Friday,
correct?
Friday, yeah. So we're loading them, and this was on the schedule anyway, we're loading them tomorrow to deliver on Friday.
What do you do with that? What do you do with all of their boxes and coaches?
Oh, we just hold them in the truck. We're going to load it up. We're going to load the truck tomorrow, and we bring it back to our yard, and then Friday we'll deliver it as scheduled.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but ideally,
you can do
we
that.
Well, we can, yeah. Ideally, we were trying to push it to load you on Friday, deliver you on Saturday, but they just couldn't do it. That's what we did with a lot of the people.
Wow. So, and that can, so if it is that bad, that yeah. just kind of put, no one's going to close, but then everyone's closing dates are going to be changed to,
that's right.
not potentially Friday, because it affects everyone.
Sure it does.
In
sure
every does. Aspect of you know, that yep. transaction. So it, some could change to days next week, and that just completely changes your whole
well,
schedule.
Well, the one good thing about it, when it happened this past summer, when we were completely busy, completely closing out dates, and you ran into that, is it, what's it, TRID?
Yeah, the TRID in October.
You
like
ran into
October,
those
yeah.
issues, and we literally would arrive, and somebody would say, I can't close, and I can't deliver tomorrow. And we were completely booked. At least now, it's the off-season, so we have a lot of room and flexibility to play to get those delays and take care of them.
And, you know, and that brings me to my next question.
Oh,
see, I'm going to be full
it.
Of questions
Go
tonight.
Ahead.
So in our world, often, not all the time, but often our closings are at the end of the month mm-hmm. for various reasons. For clients, it's just better sometimes,
Correct.
You know, when paying
Which is why we book
fees.
Those days up very quickly.
Very quickly. So what happens, you know, when you get crazy busy, like, do you ever have to turn anyone away? Or well, more importantly, how soon should someone reach out to you?
It's never too early. I tell people all the time, so you go through the process of going in to meet with a client,
mm-hmm.
and you form that relationship. So in the beginning of that relationship, you're giving them basically your resources. And I'm sure you're saying, look, these are the people you're going to
yep.
need.
My team.
Your team. So reach out to them, you know, and you start, well, you could start with the mortgage broker, the
yep.
closing attorney, inspector, me, the mover. Call them in, get them in. It doesn't make sense to wait, because as you get in, when we get into that spring market, it's imperative that you get on our books.
Right.
Because we only have so many trucks and so many manpower.
Right.
So what's going to happen is, like it happened last year, we're going to book up. We were booking up probably the middle of the month before we get into the following month. So in other words, we'd close out June before we got to mid-May.
Right.
And that happened all through the summer.
It did.
It really
was crazy.
Did.
It was absolutely yep. crazy. So my thought is, as soon as someone has a purchase and sale, because that's when they know, you know, hopefully their closing date is.
Right.
And of course, the closing date is only as good as the commitment date.
Correct.
But that's about when they should be reaching out and at least having you pencil them in.
Yeah, but they could always get they should get the assessment early. So I can come in at any time.
Okay.
Give
what assessment? Talk
survey.
To me about the...
Well, the
see,
estimate.
I don't know. I haven't moved in 24 years, and
well,
back then I moved myself.
The assessment
myself.
Is the estimate, where they first take the initial step of calling either
okay.
me or my office for me to come out to give them a move estimate.
Okay.
So they get that at any time, and that actually should kind of help them with possible negotiation of the sale of their home, right?
Right.
If they know it's going to cost X, they might go, okay, you know, I have some flexibility. So I would assume it might help them in that process. And then what they could do is... certainly they could hold on to that and say, okay, I got to wait until I get that purchase and sale signed. Or they can project a date and say, because
okay.
there's no deposits. Really
okay.
all you're trying to do is lock up a date. And if that date doesn't hold, we just move you to the new date. And again, hopefully we have that date.
So it went right out of my head. See, I should have interrupted you like I wanted to, because everything goes right out of my head. But I wanted to ask you about, so when you do come over to give an estimate,
yep.
are there different levels of moving? Like, do you come in and you box everything up? Do you, you know, give a cost
really,
on them boxing things?
Yep.
So what are the different types of...
So it comes down to exactly, so what I do is when the appointment is made, I come out and I have an iPad program, which you've seen.
Yes.
And I go through. So I sit down first because I want to get a feel for what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we go through the process, it's just a room-by-room inventory list. So we go to every single room. And I'm inputting what they say they want me to move and or pack. Now, in every room, I'm giving them tips on packing themselves to save money. Because if you have the time, you certainly can save some money.
Right.
It's not like I have to do it all. I mean,
right.
everybody has a different budget to work with. Some people want me to do it all. And in that case, I'm just going into each room and I'm putting in the boxes that I think I need to pack. Now, when I'm completed the survey, I give them that estimate. And it's broken out by, so if it's a local move, it's all time-based. So it's broken out
what
by the time.
What would be considered local?
Well, around this area. Anything that's within this area, general area.
See, I can get anywhere in 5 minutes, so Boston's local to me.
Boston is local. It's a local
It
move.
Is a local. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's local. Oh, yeah. You mean not out of state.
Not out of state.
Okay, work with me here, would you?
Yep.
Remember, I'm...
It's good. No, I like this.
Gosh.
You know why? Because this is perfect if somebody's driving in the car saying, oh, thank you, Cindy.
Right?
I appreciate
that. Asking
all
those questions that I can't answer. So you'll go in there and you'll give them different scenarios that they could do.
Correct.
And let them
choose
whatever they want.
Because some people are, you know, they want to see what it costs to pack. And on average, I always tell people the material and the labor is about $22 a box. And that's just taking an average of, you know, a small box might be, I think, $10 or $11, but a dish pack is $35.
Okay.
So that's just taking an average of tried and true over the years.
Now, do you tell people, you know, go out to, I don't know, a package store and you can get boxes there, or do you supply boxes?
Well,
can
we
they
have
buy
boxes,
boxes,
so I normally used to, tell them all the time, go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's, go to U-Haul, you
and
can
just
order them online. We finally were able to work out a deal with our box manufacturer, so we put three different levels of box kits together.
Oh, wow.
And it's free delivery. And I'm telling you, I was amazed at how people actually just embraced it because
it's convenience.
It was the convenience of free delivery.
Bill, it's convenience.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
All day long.
Absolutely.
If you can do it, and that's one less phone call,
correct,
one less drive,
right,
I have to take, one less anything, I'm in. So you have even those packages. Now,
right,
that leads me to another thing. Sorry, I'm just all full of all kinds of questions tonight.
I love
tonight.
It. Keep going.
Do you do college students? Do you move college students?
We do. We
because
have a, we
I'm
have
the mover for the, and I'm not loving it anymore. It's...
We
exhausted
done.
After
We've
the last one.
We've done a lot of college. And again, it depends on the parents. We work with Northeastern University, so we've helped out with their moves as
oh,
well.
Wow.
It really just depends on the parents. We do have what's called a college box program, but I'm not going to speak to it because I don't know much about
okay.
it.
Something but you Tony, have it?
We have it.
So
something
they can call?
Tony Gallo handles. I believe now, I said I wasn't going to speak to it, but I'm going to take a guess here. I think the way that program works is it actually is a beneficial program for when there's a college break, or when they're done for the year and they just want to pack up stuff, we take it back and store it, and then we bring it back when they're ready to go back to school.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Note to self, Sin.
However, Tony knows the program.
Okay.
It's not something I work with.
And then I want to talk, I do want to, if you have a call, you know, have a question, sorry, please call in to 781-837-4900 and you can ask Bill. Or if you have any real estate questions, you can ask me. Again, it's 781-837-4900. But I want to ask you, what if there's someone that is potentially elderly and maybe lives in a small apartment and is moving somewhere else? Do you do that as well?
We do. I love working with the elderly. I
Aren't
love
they the
to just,
best?
Well, you know what it is? You can go out, you can sit, have a cup of
tea
with them.
Yeah.
I love that. I love to chat.
Know.
And I work with a lot of communities that we have some programs that we could easily say to them, okay, this is the minimum, this is one price, this is if you do it. I prefer, and they do too, they prefer me to go out and sit with them. Because
yeah.
we all know it can get confusion. You know, you're talking
yeah.
to them on the phone, they really don't know the process.
Yeah.
They hear one thing, you say one thing, they hear one thing. I'd rather sit with them, take them through, hold their hands, and it's just that simple.
See, and that's why we love
yeah,
movers.
And I
I'm
love
telling
to do
you.
That. I absolutely love to do that. It's
so
like sitting
good.
With my grandparents.
Right?
It really is.
You that's
know?
Awesome.
I just want to jump in here real
yeah.
quick. I was just looking at your Facebook page.
Yeah?
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 Okay, so you don't see this very often. So I'm looking at the reviews. I'm like, all right, so what are people saying about these guys on Facebook? You have 30 people review you. This is just people who thought and took the time to actually go on Facebook and write a review. Out of those 30 reviews, all 30 of them are 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like big paragraphs about how happy they are and how great. I mean, I'm just giving you a little plug there.
This I is, like
that. You know, you don't see that often. You usually see like a 4.9 at best because
right.
someone
nobody
had
wants
a,
to give
someone
all five.
Yeah, because yeah, someone yeah. gave you 4.5 stars instead of 5.
Yep.
No, you got 30 reviews, all 5 stars.
Love it.
Yeah,
love
I'm impressed.
See, if I wasn't 55 years old, I'd say OMG.
LOL.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
That's why. Well, and how could you not be best of the best
yeah.
sitting right here?
Absolutely.
I know.
Well, yeah. we work very hard. And it's funny because, you know, you listen to, you know, I started with We Move the Patriots Equipment. And, you know, Bill Belichick is always, do your job.
Yeah.
Well, I always tell, as Tony does, we tell our guys, the job you do today is the job you possibly get tomorrow. Mess around, mess it up. You know, you won't be here long anyway, but because we're not going to let you jeopardize our name. But the guys work very, very hard at providing the service. The one tough part about it, seriously, is that, and I'm a consumer, far too many people just look at the price and not the company. And as I try to explain to them, your estimate's non-binding. So you really need to Google that company and do exactly what Ryan just did. Go check out our reviews. You don't have to go to our website, which is great, and we have live reviews on there, but just Google.
And you know, peace of mind is priceless.
It really is.
It really, really is. And the other thing, and I don't want to go down this path, but their service out there in the world is lacking.
Correct.
So every single person, what you know, Sharon and I would like to call our team, the people that we work with, you, our loan officers, our attorneys, are the best of the best, but they care.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. They care, and they're so kind and so nice to our clients. It's you can't put a price tag on that.
You really can't.
Service.
That's the basis of the referral. And most of our business comes from customer referral and realtor referral.
Yeah.
You know, we still do the postcard mail, and we still do marketing things like this. We come on the radio. But it's a real testament when a customer refers us, number one, and then when somebody like a realtor like yourself, like you and Sharon, you're basically saying, I believe in these guys. I'm going to back these guys.
With my reputation.
With your reputation.
Which I only have one.
That's right. We all have one.
So I can't jeopardize that.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very, very small world.
Yeah.
So, you know, you being the best of the best. But it's that demeanor. It's that, you know, with our, even, you know, our Imperial Inspection, all the people that we work with, they're not fire starters. They're just kind,
right.
And they explain, and they're patient to all of our clients because everyone's at a different place in their life that I'm working with anyway.
Absolutely.
I mean, from my first-time home buyer to my right-sizer.
Right.
So it's, and it's over.
Term.
I know Sharon coined that.
That.
I know. And, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot for someone, especially someone that's lived in their house a length of time or someone that's never bought a house. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It really doesn't. Or if you're moving for the 13th time in 10 years, it's stressful.
Right.
It doesn't matter. So, you know, I know that they're in great hands. You've moved several of my clients who absolutely adore you. But so, all right, so I digress all over the place because it is a love fest in here, so I'm sorry about that, and I have them all to myself, and I can't stand it. I have both my boys to myself. I can't stand it. How lucky am I?
We are lucky.
Right? No, I am.
All right, we are lucky.
I am. So, so we were talking about someone that might be in a smaller, you know, and you can still go in there and move them out because you might have to potentially pack their things for
that's
them
right.
as well.
That's correct. Right? And that's where going in and sitting down and explaining the process truly helps because everybody has a different budget. Everybody has a perceived value of what they think it's worth. And, of course, the caveat there is when they get misdirected or misguided by a bad service provider at a bad price or a fictitious price, because now you're kind of battling against that. But it's easier when you're dealing with millennials or people our age where you can say, just Google us. But the elderly, they you know, unless they have somebody working with them, it's a trust factor.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A handshake. It's look in your eyes. Mm-hmm. Explain to me what your difference is.
Right.
And the Gallo difference is it's always a smooth move. It really is.
Always.
And Ryan just proved that. You know, I follow up with every move. And I would say 10 out of 10, but I'm not going to say it. But 9 out of 10, 9 and a half out of 10, 9 and 3 quarters out of 10. Always get a really good review.
It's 10 out
and that's
of
10. Okay, thank you.
It's
and that's what we put up. And then once I put that up, and I tell them, if you have, you know, let me know how the move was, and if you have any issues, please let me know. And if you have the time to write a referral, we'll put it on our website. Once that comes in, it's always good. I take it to the next step and say, fantastic, thank you. I'm glad you had a great experience. The guys work high because they're always complimenting the guys, which is really nice because we pass that on.
Yeah.
And I say, if you have the time to put it on social media, we'll send you out a Gallo gift card for coffee on us.
Isn't that great?
And people like to do that.
And, you know, it's so true. And I am going to bring up my one of my first time that I recommended Gala Movers, and I had a client that was a lead from the internet, and she was no bones about her. She's now one of my favorite people in the world and one of my best friends, and I love her to pieces. She was tough,
and I ended up knowing her father,
right, and she expected perfection. So I was scared the entire time that I was working with her, and then I was afraid to recommend my team because it reflects on me. And I recommended you, and it was the first time that I actually had a client that could use a mover, that could afford to have not, you know, move themselves with a U-Haul. So I recommend you, and because Sharon said you're the best of the best, and I'm like, oh, well, then he has to be. Okay. My phone rings at, I think it was about 6:30 in the morning, and it's my client, Jill, and she said, where are they? They're not here. They were supposed to be here like 15 minutes ago. I'm like, oh.
And then my phone rang at what, 6:45?
And she's, you know, she is not tolerant of people that do not do their jobs well.
As she should be,
right? Absolutely. So I call Shep. I'm like, okay, you recommended Bill Bello. Da, 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 da. I'm going on and on. And she goes, hold on. I think Bill, I got him on the other line. Bill is over at Jill's house moving her. It's before 7 a.m. Right. There was some type of an issue with traffic or something.
And
you know,
nobody can predict.
You don't know. It's an early morning move. She was closing at like 9 a.m.
Well,
we had to be out of there by like
7:30
for the final walkthrough. I mean, it happens. You were accommodating. Everything went off without a hitch. But then on top of that, so I ended up giving her a piece of gym equipment I knew that she spent a little bit more on her house than she wanted to, and so she's a marathon. She runs marathons and triathlons, and she's just crazy about her running. And so I gave her an elliptical. An elliptical is a very heavy, very odd piece of equipment.
Correct.
To lift.
Yep.
And so you guys came and got it, and then I think you might have had to take it apart. I'm really, oh no. She wanted it up on the third floor loft.
Right.
Of course she did. The third floor.
It wasn't making
it. Have you seen an elliptical, Ryan? Have you ever seen a big elliptical?
They're awkward shaped.
And they've got these big boot feet things. Like, who has feet that big that are going those, right?
Big. Yeah.
So doesn't Bill come over? I'm not sure if you brought someone with you. I can't remember.
Actually, it's a great testament to how we arrived at where we are at Gallo. So we used to be, we have a new audience. We used to be McKee's Moving and Storage, fourth generation company. Unfortunately, in 2008, like a lot of businesses, we ran into problems and we're closing. And I met Tony Gallo through a network group. So Tony came in and bought the company, bought the name, took all the storage accounts, and it was, the one thing I said to Tony is the McKee brothers, Greg and Rich, had a moral compass that anybody would love because they just always did the right thing. And that's what I said to Tony. Tony was only owned this company for, I think, 3 years. And it was important to me that we had the synergies and the moral compass that they had, that they set forth. And he did, and he does to this day. So, long story short, when Jill called me and said they couldn't get it up there, and we don't ever guarantee that we can get it to where you want it. We can get it into house, hopefully. So I called Greg McKee. Greg lives in Hanover. And I said, Greg, would you mind giving me a hand Saturday morning? We're just going to go over. We grabbed some coffee, went over, and we had a blast. We took the
thing like
apart.
7 hours. Yeah. Had a blast.
Wait, seriously, we did because Jill is, as you know, is a very nice person.
Oh my gosh.
And the conversation just ranged from everything. She gave me some tips for my daughter who was running a half marathon.
Right.
So it was, honestly, it was a very relaxing time. Yes, did it take a long time? It did. But who cares?
But you have a client for life and someone's going to recommend you. Unfortunately, we have to take a little commercial break because Ryan's giving me the break signal like, oh, but Sharon could talk right through it. But
symbol.
No, I have to do a break.
Oh, I like that.
I have to do a break, but we will be back with Bill Bello of Gala Movers in just a few.
Imperial Inspection Services. Complete home inspection services. Radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Bass Branch License 338980.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400. Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we are back to all our South Shore listeners, and hopefully you're just smoothing down the highway. I know getting here for me on 139, well, ooh, every night, it's awful at that time.
Yeah, it is.
So I can't even imagine what the highway's like, but I hope you're all safe and sound and listening to us. And again, if you have any questions for Bill or myself, Bill regards to moving and me with in regards to real estate, 781-837-4900. And before we get any crazier, if someone does just want to contact Gallo Movers, can you give us the website, email?
I always give the website. Why? I don't call myself. I don't know the company.
Oh, you don't know the number?
I really don't. So, and I love doing that because it's like and I was told like I don't need to use www.
No, because the World Wide Web, as Ryan and Sharon explained to me,
is that it, Ryan?
Is kind of a given now in 2017, right, Ryan?
Sin had no idea the www stood for World Wide Web.
Not a clue.
It was just www.
Well, you just kind of accepted it as it was.
You absolutely feel so much better now.
And I said, really? WWW stands for World Wide Web. You and Sharon had a field day with that one, my friend. Listen,
I gave you my card, so you can actually read the number. That's why I gave it to you.
Hey, there we go. Yeah, if you want to get in touch with Bill Balo.
Oh, could you tell us that, Ron? Could you let us know?
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with Bill Balo, you can give him a call. Or Gallo Moving, 781-682-6200.
Or my favorite, gallomoving.com, because that's the way I always give.
Absolutely.
And you can leave out the www.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It doesn't even say www on here. It just says gallomoving.com.
Yeah, because they've moved into this century.
So somebody who put that card together is a lot further along than I am.
They know what they're doing.
That's Tony.
Don't need the W. I was so excited to learn that. Really. I'm not even kidding.
Learning something new every day.
Every day, right? Every day.
Absolutely.
And then I forget something I knew before because I can't help it.
Well, you know what? There's only so much room.
Oh, you've met me, right? I know.
Talking about myself.
Oh, gosh. So I want to finish up about Jill. So anyway, she couldn't say enough wonderful things. But you just went over there. You and, did you say, see, I already forget.
Greg McKee. Yeah.
Greg McKee. You went over there on a Saturday, and it was complicated for a very straightforward-looking piece of machinery.
There's a lot of moving parts. That's why a lot of times, so when I go through the process of doing a move estimate, and I come down to exercise equipment, I always ask the people, did it get in without you disassembling? Because if it didn't, you need to hire, you need to call that person. And if you need a third party, we can suggest somebody to you. But my guys don't have the capability of doing it. Nor do you want to pay us an hourly rate to stand there and try to figure out how to take a piece. They're all different.
And they look, I'll tell you, that and the treadmill, because I have that too, look so simple that you could just, two of the most awkward pieces of equipment.
Treadmills are usually because they fold up.
Oh, mine's, no.
Well, if it does, doesn't, then yeah, it's awkward. But they're usually pretty simple to deal with. It's the ellipticals, quite frankly, that are the bear.
Yeah, it was a bear. But you know what? I get a picture from her all the time on the third floor with the skylight, and she's on her elliptical machine, and she's taking a picture of the sky, and she's got her television up there. Yeah.
Beautiful.
She is, and she loves it there. Good. And she, and that is why we do what we do.
And that's her memory.
And that, and she loves, and she's, oh, Sin, I love this, I love this, I love this. Then, you know what? Life is good.
So then, you know, move forward, I go down to my local store in Weymouth. I'm from Weymouth. It's Park Ave Market, and that's where I have my coffee and take all the razzin because I'm the youngest one in the crowd. It's a retiree. And lo and behold, it was, her father is Bruce. I know him. He comes down there. So it was really
That's
funny.
That's the other thing, right? That
it was
you,
really funny.
You knew
he
her
come
father.
In and said, "Hey, you," and then her sister works there, and I used to work with her sister when I worked at Tedeschi's years ago.
Isn't it? I say this all the time. It's such a small world. That's why you have one reputation.
Yeah,
be careful.
Without a doubt.
Always. Just golden rule, right? Right, Rye?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. Pay attention to me, Ryan.
It's a small world.
It is. So I do want to talk a little bit more about, getting into that when is the right time to call, because maybe I was a little misleading in the beginning. I think when you're thinking of putting your house on the market, you know, when we do a comparative market analysis, we come out to your home and we try and give you an estimate of a range of what, you know, it could be put on the market for. There's also a nice sheet in there that tells them expenses that they may incur. It doesn't say what the expenses are because we don't know. Well, I don't know what all the legal fees are, and I know the rate for tax stamps, but I don't know what you're going to have to pay and moving. Mm-hmm. And I think the sooner, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, you do have to think about moving things.
Correct.
Oh, you know what that leads me to? Because I just popped right into my brain. Cows.
Back.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. So, you go into a house. Do you ever say, like we do, that, you know, we want this house to look as spacious as it possibly can, and you don't ever do that?
It's not.
But so I have a client that...
You guys do fabulous, and the stages do fabulous.
So, if I have a client that I say, well, you know, there's some things in here that maybe potentially could be removed.
Declutter
the property.
Yeah.
And they don't have any place to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a solution for that?
We do. So our containers.
Containers on wheels.
There you go. We call them cows. The acronym is container on wheels. The graphics are all comical cows.
Right.
Now, Tony bought into this franchise, and the theory is, you know, moving's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So try to have a little bit of a chuckle. And they actually are pretty funny.
We drive by them.
A lot of nice responses on them. So it's very similar dimension-wise to the pods out there. It's just another vehicle for you. There's rat pack, there's pods, there's cows. The theory for those, quite frankly, and we talked about this today in our meeting, I find that the best use is exactly for what you're talking about. So you go in and you may suggest a stager, or you, in conjunction with the two of you, say, you got to get rid of this and that. Call Bill. Now you can get, if they don't have, now some people just deal with it on their own. They might move it over to a public storage place with a U-Haul. But if there's a lot of stuff, we would bring the container. It's a 16-foot container. We would bring it to their house. We would drop it. And then they can load it. And in practicality, and from an expense standpoint, it should just stay there. And then once the house is sold, we would then come and load up your goods from the house, load up the goods from the cow. Somebody would come and take the cow back to our warehouse, and we'd move you over to your new home.
So the cow wouldn't go with me the day of the... the move. It doesn't need to. You're just going to take everything out of there because you packed it in.
Exactly.
Or do we pack it in? Who packs
it?
They would pack it in.
They would pack it in. So I would empty it. It wouldn't make any sense because it's more cost. So every time we touch it, there's a cost.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
so that's why I say, to me, fiscally, it makes sense to just let it sit there on your property. You move stuff in at your own convenience.
Because you might need some of those things.
Okay, that's
you might put some things out there that you might potentially need, right?
So, and you do that, then we'll empty it when we come to empty a house. And then another driver will come and take that, and then we'll move your stuff over.
But say it is something that I'm not going to need in the house right now, and I really don't want the cow in my driveway or my front.
We take it back.
But again, every time you touch it, there's an expense. Yeah. But you can't. They have options.
We absolutely can. They have all the options, and we lay that out for them so they can make their own decision. I'm so in tune with trying to save them money and let them know that they can save money. It's not just, oh, all right, here's the mover. Let's see what the final cost is going to be. That's really, it shouldn't be that way ever.
Right.
It really shouldn't be.
Agreed.
If you meet with somebody like us that provides a solid estimate, whether it's non-binding or guaranteed, it's a solid estimate. It's going to be right in the realm of it. The only thing I don't see at destination is your home. So if it's on a local move, you know, I might get to your house and you've got a 50-foot driveway that you didn't tell me and the truck can't get down there. Well, obviously. But see, when that happens, people know that. So they know if it takes a little longer, it's because, oh, geez, you're right. You got to park.
Right.
You know, so...
So when you get to the house, I've never used a mover because I haven't moved in 100 years. But do you bring all of the furniture into each of the rooms that they have plans to put it in for them? You know, maybe place the bureau here where they would like it, and the bed.
And my guys are good at being a little bit of a helping you to figure that out. What is it, interior decorator?
Oh, that's
great. We've actually gotten a couple people right back that, you know, they really were really helpful with placing things for me.
Well, because they know space.
They do. That's absolutely true.
Right?
They really do.
Better than most people.
So whatever we break down, we'll reassemble on the other end.
Get out.
So it's beds, kitchen tables, you know, tables. We will reassemble it, and we'll put it in the room that you want. So you're in charge of the move when we get there. So we're coming off the truck with items. You'll look at it and tell us where to take it.
So when you get to the house, should everything be off the walls and everything should be in boxes? And
correct.
What about bags of clothes? Like, what if people...
So we...
Just kind of...
Hanging clothes?
Oh, I didn't even think of hanging clothes.
That's
what I was just thinking they were putting do they leave things in the drawers?
They can, yeah. So in your bureau and your dresser, you can, providing we have access, you know, from the room down. You know, sometimes the hallway's tight, and I'll tell them, you may want to empty it just because they're going to have to tip that thing up. You don't want it to be too heavy and damage the wall. But they can leave stuff in there. But for hanging clothes, we have a solution. It's a wardrobe box. Now, some people know what a wardrobe box is. Some don't. It's basically a tall box with a metal bar that goes across. So you literally will take your clothes out of your closet on the hanger, transfer them from the rod in your closet to this bar so they stay hanging.
Oh, I would need 12 of those, but I would love that.
Yeah, and we see that all the time. They hold 18 to 20 inches. It just depends on how much you squish in there. So on a local move, we do have a rental program, so you don't have to buy them.
Kidding me?
Wow, that was quick.
Oh, Rye, did you speed up the time?
sorry about that.
I'm starting to get really, you know...
She's engrossed in this.
I am.
She
I
loves
love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
She
oh,
wants
my
to learn
goodness.
More about hanging her clothes and moving them.
Right? I know. I'm thinking I could just use them anyway, but that's neither here nor there. So we'll talk about, you know, open... you know what? I'm in charge tonight.
You are in charge.
So
I'm waiting.
We're just going to kind of go right down to the wire here because I want to hear about... So if someone has bags of things, like garbage bags filled with things, what do you do when you get there and you go, you can't put all those sweaters in that garbage bag?
Well, unfortunately, I try to point that out because some people will ask me that and I say, no, it's not. We like to stack things, number one. Number two, it's just going to rip.
Yeah.
And it's going to go all over the place. So occasionally, trust me, occasionally the guys get out there and they'll run into something like that. And if it's a few bags, they'll deal with it. If it's any more than that, they don't carry a lot of boxes on them. So it's not like we can just say, we'll box it. You know, some of them, they'll have a half a dozen, maybe a dozen, but
That's it.
That's
but
it.
They at least have something just
have
in case.
Something to deal with it, hopefully. And it's usually either a wardrobe box where you can put several in there, but it's not the ideal way. And they know that. I convey all of this to them. It's a really A to Z list.
Well, I am telling you, if you... You are in great hands. You do need to hire Gallo Movers. But I am going to, before we wrap it up, Ryan, could you just tell us how to get in touch with Bill?
I well, love that.
If you want to get in touch with Will, you can go to gallomoving.com or you can call 866-697-4400. Once again, it's 866-697-4400 or gallomoving.com.
Well done. I couldn't have done it better myself.
I know, right? Isn't he fabulous? So any last thoughts or anything for someone that is considering, you know, hiring a mover, just the sooner the better to call.
Research. You know, I'd love it that you would call us, obviously. That's, you know, that's what we all do. And when you're doing something as, we really do. We do a good job. We do a great job.
You do a great job. I'm
so,
just going to correct you.
You know, call us. But do the research. Because... Yeah. They're just numbers. People are throwing numbers at you. But if you don't at least quantify that by doing the research on the company, and you can Google it.
And I can promise you that when Bill does come over to your house and sits down to have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, he will have you at hello, and you won't care what it costs. You'll just say, okay, you're
hired.
I wish
it was that simple.
right? It would be. It would be, yep, you're hired. I don't care what it costs. Just you'll do it. And again, for me and for my clients, it's just peace of mind. And people forget about the move. Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much in the middle there
really
that
is.
They're like, oh, we need to hire a mover. And that's why we do give you that, you know, as real estate agents, we do give you that informational sheet. But you do need to call sooner rather than later. And then you know
right.
in your mind
that's right.
potentially what you're dealing with within, you know, dollars.
Correct.
You know,
I think it's helpful, quite frankly.
Oh, absolutely.
You can always make that decision about a date. And
I just think it's
books.
Not on top of mind because they're,
that's right.
you know, we're throwing things at them left and right and they're mm-hmm. signing purchase and sales and doing inspections and doing all of this and trying to weed out things as it is. But
right.
I now, you know, for a while now say, no, don't forget, you might want to call
Bill. Well, your
Bill.
Approach that you and Sharon use with your portfolio that you leave behind is perfect because all of our cards are in there. So you're
yeah.
basically pointing them in the direction of what they
right.
need.
And then, you know, they can do whatever they want. So I'm so sorry that, you know, our time is up. And I just want to thank you once again, Bill.
Thank you.
One of my favorite people in the whole wide world for joining me tonight and for being
Sharon,
such a fabulous
thanks.
Co-host.
I hope Sharon feels better.
Me too. I'm sure she will once she hears the show. That's what I think. And Ryan, love you, honey. Thank you so much.
Have a great night, both of you.
You
thanks,
too. Bye-bye.